This podcast is sponsored by Dr. Ray's Tutoring Service. I'm a tutor specializing in SAT and ACT prep, as well as grammar and language arts assistance. Contact me at raymonica@fultonschools.org.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Nation, Champions League Special Edition. Of course, it's me, Quinn Brady, with my fellow host, Jonah Turner.
Right you are, Quinn. Today we have a very special episode where we will discuss the upcoming Champions League quarterfinals. We have a great show ahead full of discussion about big clubs, matches, and high stakes. Most likely some spirited debate over controversial predictions will appear as well.
For those new to soccer, the Champions League takes the top teams from across Europe and puts them in a World Cup-style tournament. It begins with eight groups where the two top teams from each group advance to the knockout round, which consists of a two-legged match, one at each team's home stadium. After each round, teams are drawn from pots to determine matches. Those are the very basics of the Champions League. Now to the rest of the show. Let's discuss the road these teams took to get here. First, let's start with what is probably the smallest team to make it this far, Sevilla. After finishing second in Group E behind Liverpool, they were able to knock off Manchester United in the first knockout round, sending United manager Jose Mourinho on a 10-minute angry tirade. They are looking to upset Bayern Munich in this next round.
Speaking of Bayern Munich, they enter the quarterfinals after destroying Besiktas with a combined score of over two legs of 8-1. Bayern was shaky in the group stage before the firing of Carlo Ancelotti due to a string of bad results and the subsequent appointment of Jupp Heynckes. They finished strong and ended up tying PSG on 15 points. This match favors Bayern, but Sevilla has experience in knocking off top teams with top talent. The question is, can they do it again, and do they have the depth to deal with the grueling Champions League and La Liga schedule? With what looks like a demolition by Bayern Munich, let's switch to Quinn, who will discuss the premier matchup of this quarterfinal round.
The next big matchup will be Juventus versus Real Madrid. Juventus and Real Madrid both did really well in the earlier stages, both coming out on top strong. This will be the biggest matchup as both teams have incredible players across the field and both have insane home atmospheres. Real Madrid will come strong with Gareth Bale, Ronaldo, and many more players. However, it will be hard to score with Juventus' back four being so solid this season.
The next and less competitive matchup is Barcelona versus Roma. Although Barcelona made it to the quarterfinals easily, Roma has struggled to make it this far. Roma's squad was taken apart over the summer with the loss of key players to more competitive clubs. They face a tough Barcelona team stacked with talent. In order to overcome Barcelona, Roma would need nothing short of a miracle to overcome Barcelona's superior talent and coaching. This match will still be a fight, as Roma have no title chance in Serie A and are out of Coppa Italia. This is the only trophy chance Roma have left this year.
The easiest game to predict will be the Liverpool versus Manchester City. The obvious winner will be Manchester City.
Whoa. As much as I respect your opinion on the game of soccer, in this situation you are completely incorrect. While Manchester City is the heavy favorite, it will be a tough matchup contested by both teams. This matchup will be an intense battle between two strong Premier League rivals. While Manchester City has the better all-around squad that has been enhanced by the money brought in by the rich Qatari owners, Liverpool will be a tough opponent. In order to win, Liverpool must utilize their ultimate attack of Mohamed Salah, Sadio Mane, and Roberto Firmino. These three men will determine Liverpool's fate. This doesn't matter, though, if their backline collapses, as it has done many times.
Let's begin our predictions.
Let's start with Sevilla versus Bayern Munich. What's your prediction, Quinn?
Although Sevilla has a good chance of upsetting Bayern Munich like they did Man U, Bayern's coaching staff will be ready for Sevilla. Sevilla took advantage of Man U playing too defensive, and Bayern Munich has shown in earlier rounds that they will keep attacking until they score. This method of playing has shown in their 8-1 result in the past round in favor of them. No one can deny this, and Sevilla's tactics will not go unnoticed by Bayern Munich's coaches.
I agree with your statement that Bayern Munich will prevail. Their superior coaching and talent will push them to victory over the smaller Sevilla in the quarterfinal round. I predict a 4-2 aggregate score in favor of Bayern Munich.
For the Barcelona versus Roma matchup, Roma has the players in the back and at striker, but they are lacking too many positions that Barcelona will dominate at. Barcelona just has so much money to get insanely good players like Suarez and Messi, which will cause Barca to win this quarterfinal matchup.
At least you're starting to get some predictions correct. While Roma have an intense home atmosphere in the Stadio Olimpico in Rome and decent players, the lack of talent in certain positions like goalkeeper, wingbacks, and centre-back will provide Barcelona a weakness to exploit. Barcelona, with their superior talent and facilities, make them the popular favorite, and they have one of the best players in the world. My prediction is a 5-2 Barcelona victory. Just look at their 4-1 victory over Chelsea, who is a better team than Roma.
On to the Real Madrid versus Juventus matchup. This will be tough. Although Juventus has strikers like Gonzalo Higuain and Mario Mandzukic, Real will definitely come on top with players like Ronaldo, Gareth Bale, and Marcelo.
I agree that both teams are strong and this matchup will be a fight to the last minute. However, I disagree with your prediction. I believe that Juventus will be hungry to get revenge for their loss in last year's final. This determination will push them to victory over a recently quiet Real Madrid side. Well, it's quite obvious who Quinn expects to win this next matchup of Liverpool vs Man City, based on his previous comments. I do agree with the prediction of a Manchester City victory, but argue that the game will be more of a battle than the easy win that Quinn predicted. Thanks for listening today. Our podcast is a production of WABE, Atlanta's NPR station.
Well, that's the show for today. I hope you enjoyed it and come back for some more Sports Nation next Monday.